Ian Dale at Drive. Call 0345 6060973. This is LBC.
21 minutes past five. Well, before we go on with subject of the hour, I do want to cross to Washington to speak to Simon Marks, our US correspondent, because an Amtrak train has derailed south of the US city of Seattle. It's caused a number of injuries and casualties. At least one carriage spilled off a bridge onto a busy road during the incident, with several others left hanging from the overpass. Simon, what do we know?
Well, awful pictures coming from the scene in Washington State, which, of course, is on the west coast of the country, as opposed to Washington, D.C., where I am here on the east coast. Amtrak train 501, making its journey from Seattle to Portland, derailed just outside the city of Olympia in Washington. And we can see in television pictures that are coming live from the scene that at least one carriage is literally dangling off a bridge over Interstate 5. That's a major highway in Washington State. Another carriage is sort of halfway off the bridge over that highway. Officials on the ground say that there have been deaths and injuries. They describe this as a mass casualty incident. They say that some people were able to walk off the train to safety, but if you see the images that are coming from the scene, it's absolutely apparent that anyone in those two carriages that have been pulled over the highway bridge would have been in enormous danger and difficulty. This is what an official had to say just a few moments ago at the scene.
We don't know anything that when it comes to the rails yet, what's going on. Yeah. So this is what you're seeing is what it is. And on the other side of that bridge, there's three or four more cars that are upside down on the road and in the woods.
And you mentioned there are some people who have been able to walk off the train. Yeah. Where they are right now,
people that have walked off the train, they're being cared for and transportation's coming to take care of them.
So that's the latest from the scene. The National Transportation Safety Board here in Washington, D.C. will be launching a full investigation into what occurred. And it may well be that investigators zero in on the fact that Train 501 this morning was on a new route. This is one of Amtrak's iconic railway journeys from Seattle to Portland. Traditionally, it has taken a more circuitous route so that passengers could enjoy 20 miles of scenic waterfront views. But the last time the train made that journey, that route, was yesterday. Today, it was for the first time travelling along a new route that took it parallel to the highway where this accident appears to have occurred. So investigators may well want to start looking at whether the rails in that particular area were ready to receive train 501 as it hurtled along Interstate 5 this morning, or whether in any way that new routing may have created, in some fashion, may have contributed to this accident.
Simon, thank you very much. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.